And I want to talk about how Justin and Pastor Dave were talking about our comfort zones. And I definitely am out of my comfort zone right now. I'm terrified of crowds, so don't hold that against me. And we're going to be in Galatians chapter 5 tonight. First, I want to show a quick video, and then we'll talk about that video.
Look who's back.
Again?
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
We can see you, Carl.
We can totally see you.
Come on, you're better than this. All that prowling around?
Yeah, you're the king of the jungle.
Have you thought about going vegan, Carl?
You know, folks who save hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico sure are happy.
How happy are they, Jimmy?
Happier than an antelope with night vision goggles.
Nice.
Get happy. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, now, I'm not a sales rep, so I'm not going to try to sell you no insurance or nothing. But I just want to talk about, let's just air my mind just for a second. And whenever we look at that video, we see the lion, which represents Satan. And then we see the antelopes, and they're sitting back there in the field, and they have these night vision goggles on. Now, I just picture those night vision goggles as our Holy Spirit that we have access to all the time. God has promised us the Holy Spirit anytime we want it. We don't have to do anything to get it. He gives it to us. But a lot of times, we choose not to wear our Holy Spirit or put our goggles on. And we ignore the Holy Spirit and just think we can do things on our own and that we're better than God. And that's just not true. And whenever we're walking in the Spirit, there's a battle between our spirit and our flesh because they want opposite things. Our flesh is selfish and wants what's for them. And our spirit wants the will of God. That's all they want. As God's will, so we can further his kingdom and for his glory. Romans 8:5 says, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." So if we're walking in the Spirit, we're in God's Word, we're praying to God, our minds are going to be set on what God's will is for our life. But if we're doing things in our flesh, selfish things, maybe we're watching movies we shouldn't watch or music we shouldn't listen to, then our minds are going to be fooled with that deception in our life. 1 Peter 5:8, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." And that's what Satan does. He tries to pick our weakest spot in our life and attacks it. And a lot of times, if you're like me, I try to blame the devil for everything. Like, man, that dang old devil, he's picking on me. But really, it's us. We're our worst enemy because we allow Satan in that part of our life. And we have power and authority over him, like the Word of God says. James 1:14 talks about everything that we do. It says, "But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed." So whenever we're tempted, it's not by anyone else's desire, but our own selfish desires. And one of the number one things that I believe gets us from the will of God or keeps people from coming to know Jesus Christ is distractions in our life. There's so many distractions in the world today. I mean, television is a major distraction for anybody, everybody. Video games, grown men, 30, 40 years old playing video games, more than their children are, you know, and I can confess to, I've been one of those guys that play video games and watch way too much TV, and you see, parents are walking through the store on their phones and not looking up to see what their kids are doing, or a husband and wife on a date sitting across from each other and they're texting on their phones their entire date, you know, so. First John 2:15 tells us not to love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That's a pretty strong word for us today. I mean, because we can get sucked into the world so easily and quickly. I mean, it's easy, like take video games for instance. Say I want to spend time with my son or my kids, and so I'll play games with him to spend that time, and then I find myself playing without him. And then I think it's okay because they're in bed, but then my wife is going to bed without me. And I'm up, you know, exhausted the next day, and it's just out of the spirit. And I have a quick testimony about television. Me and my wife, we used to like to watch those crime shows, and we'd try to figure out who it was and what happened, all this stuff. And we'd rush our kids off to bed, and it would be the most stressful time you can imagine, trying to get all of them in bed. We've got like 100 of them, so we're trying to get them in bed. And we're stressed out, and by the time we sit down and watch our show, we're watching it because we tell ourselves we want to spend time together. But we say like two words to each other. I'm usually like, give me something to drink, or make me a sandwich when you're in there, or something like that. And she's like, rub my feet. And, you know, the rest of the time we're not really spending time together. You know, we're just spending time distracted by a world of that's not reality. It's fantasy, a fantasy world. And as I told you before, I mentioned that I played video games and things like that. And this verse, I've came across this verse so many times and ignored the verse. Like I'm sure some of you have done that quite a bit, and I know I do it all the time. But 1 Corinthians 13:11 says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away my childish things. And whenever, to me, if you're 30 years old or 40 years old playing video games, that's not taking care of your responsibility at home. We're responsible as men to lead our homes, to teach our kids about Jesus, to try to lead the best lives we know how to lead. And if we're stuck, distracted in video games or football, I like football. And so many times I've tried to peek around my kids, try to see what the score was. And your kids and your wife are treasures from the Lord. You know, we should never try to act like something else is more important than them. They're the most important thing. So how can we walk in the Spirit then if we have all these distractions and things in the world? Well, I believe the main thing is we need to stay in the Word. The Word is key, because all these things and evil that's in the Word is renewal of our minds. It keeps our minds set on the Spirit. And I know sometimes whenever I don't read my Word every day, I have like the most horrible day when I'm at work, you know, because I'm around some rough and tough guys most of the time. And whenever I'm not in that Word, that makes my day a lot tougher, you know, when I'm trying to be a witness for Christ. Another thing, Pastor Barnesio mentioned about having a consistent prayer life. That's definitely important, to spend time in prayer with the Lord. He is our guide and our leader, and without Him, we can do nothing. And we are, as human beings, are selfish people. I mean, we think of ourselves more than anybody else, you know, whenever we don't walk in the Spirit. And we need to put away ourselves and surrender to the will of God. Whenever we say surrender, that doesn't mean, you know, we're going to do this because it's comfortable for us. It means we surrender every part of our life to the will of God. What pleases God, what honors God, not what pleases me or what pleases my friend, you know, because he thinks he's cool, I want to try to be like him. That's God. He's the one that we will face judgment for. He's the one that died for our sins and loves us and cares for us. Mark 8:34 says, deny yourselves, take up your cross, and follow me. To deny ourselves doesn't mean we're always going to be comfortable. It doesn't mean it's always going to be easy, because life is hard. But it does mean that Jesus is with us every step of the way, and He's there to guide and to lead us. And so what's our goal as Christians, as brothers and sisters? There's many different goals that we have as we are trying to talk about Jesus. I found this verse that I think sums up everything into one verse, and it's Colossians 1:10. And it says that we may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. And I can tell you, I've never in my entire life felt closer to God watching TV or playing a video game. It is by being in His Word and praying. I mean, how many times do we spend 5 minutes with the Lord and rush out the door to do the rest of our day? You know, it's like we're putting God on the back burner and putting everything else in front of Him. And that's not right. And so we just, it comes down to a choice. Are we gonna, just like when you choose to follow Christ, when you choose to give your life to Christ, it's also a choice if you choose to walk in His Spirit and to do His will. And so that's a choice we have to make every single day. Like it's, like I said, it's a battle every single day. We're always gonna be battling with our flesh. We're always gonna have selfish traits about ourselves. But we also always have the Spirit fighting for us and with us. And right now, I just want to pray for the congregation, and just for what God is speaking to us at this time. Father God, we just thank You, God, for Your Word, Lord, and just for who You are, Lord, and everything that You have done in our lives, God. We thank You for the Spirit that You've given to us. And we just pray, God, that You would just open our eyes to the world around us, Lord. And pray that You would empty our cup, Lord, and fill it up with Your love and with Your Spirit. And we would just put away ourselves, God, and we would want and desire to live our life for You. We love You so much, God, and we just pray that You would just help us and guide us in everything that we say and everything we do. It's in Your name I pray. Amen.